Hello. You are listening to the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. We are here to walk with parents on their unwanted journey of child loss, guiding them to a place of hope, light, and purpose, not in spite of their child's death, but as a way to honor his or her life. And now, here is your host, author, speaker, and bereaved parent, Laura Deal.
Hey everyone, surprise! I had a couple of things to share, so I decided to make a short podcast in between my every other week podcast because one of them is date sensitive that I want to talk about. So let's start with that one, which is something we do here in the U.S., and that is called Black Friday sales. I won't go into the explanation of that, but it happens the day after our U.S. holiday Thanksgiving, and both of these are this week. Now, Dave and I have been talking about what we can offer our GPS Hope family as, you know, special pricing this weekend. The struggle is that everything tangible in the GPS Hope store, like the books, the shirts, the things we wear, the things that are in there, CDs, whatever, are already at such a low price that GPS Hope only clears a small amount since we want these things to be as affordable as possible for anyone who wants or needs them. And so it's really hard for us to drop those prices even more. So we decided to offer sponsoring a podcast in honor of your child for only a $25 tax-deductible donation to GPS Hope instead of a $50 donation. Now, you get to select the week you want to sponsor, and I will read what you want the listeners to know about your child as part of that sponsorship. Most bereavers sponsor the episode that coincides with their child's birthday. You don't have to, but that's just a suggestion. Now, this is only going to be offered through the end of this week, which is why I wanted to get on here. Once Sunday night hits at 10 p.m. Central Time, it's going to go back to a $50 donation to have your child honored on a podcast episode. So you can order this as a Christmas present to your child or to yourself, or maybe even give it to your spouse as a gift. That's kind of a neat idea, I think. So to take advantage of this special offer to sponsor a podcast episode for your child for only a $25 donation to GPS Hope, go to gpshope.org, then hover on the Donate tab. You'll see a drop-down menu, and there'll be an option to sponsor a podcast episode. So I'll also put a link to that in the show notes. Remember, this is only going to be offered until Sunday night. So don't put it off and then end up forgetting about it. So for only a $25 donation to GPS Hope, you can have your child honored on the podcast. And the other listeners will get to hear about your child. Now, real quick, I also want to remind you that this Sunday starts the Advent season, and I will be going live, lighting a candle, and sharing the first day's reading from Hope for the Future, an Advent Journey for Bereaved Parents. Now, there is still time to get this book if you want to have a daily word of encouragement to help you get through this Christmas season. I suggest ordering it on Amazon for the fastest delivery, or you can download a PDF of the book for less than $5 directly on our website. Just go to gpshope.org/adventbook and scroll down where you can download the PDF. And I will put a link to that in the show notes as well. Now, since I did the birthdays for the next 2 weeks on last week's episode, not knowing I was going to stick something in here, I wouldn't be doing a birthday segment. However, we had a last-minute birthday come in, and I don't want to make them wait an entire year to recognize their child. I know this episode is a bit mixed up from the normal format, but I do want to get this birthday in, so here is today's birthday segment. Brendan Widener was born on November 28th and is forever 14. We celebrate the day that this young man came into the world. We know it will always be a special and important day to his family. And as always, if you would like to have your child's birthday announced the week of his or her birthday, I would love to do that. Go to gpshope.org/birthdays. Fill out the form, including the pronunciation of their name if sometimes it's said wrong, because I do want to say it correctly for you. And submit that information, and we will add your child to the birthday segment the week of his or her birthday. And Dave also sends out an email to remind you to listen that week. Okay, so let's get to the meaty content, I'll call it, that I want to get in here and share this week. First, if you live here in the States, we have all grown up with the phrase, Happy Thanksgiving. We also see things around us more than usual about being grateful or having grateful hearts. I know this is hard for many of us, especially those who are still in the freshness of their loss, and I mean the first few years, not the first few months. Now, for some reason, I have recently been mulling over the possible difference between thankfulness and gratitude. To me, it seems like thankfulness might be a bit more internal, being thankful for something or someone, but gratitude to me seems like maybe it's external. It's like showing or recognizing in a tangible way, even if it's a note or verbally, that thankfulness that you're feeling on the inside. If you remember, I had Kim Avery on as a guest recently, and I posted this in her private Pace of Grace Facebook group, asking if others there thought there was a difference between being thankful and being grateful. And I'm going to read Kim's response a little bit later, but here are the thoughts from a couple of people in that group. One woman named Beth said, interesting. I kind of think the opposite. I think of gratitude as an underlying ongoing attitude to live in, which is interesting, attitude and gratitude, right? While being thankful might be more external, expressing thanks in praise, notes, gestures, etc. Michelle says, thank you, Laura, for the invitation to ponder this great question. I took your inquiry on my walk and the word appreciation came to mind. Not sure how it fits into your question, but it does seem like a piece of the puzzle. And I think so. Appreciation, that's part of gratefulness or thankfulness, right? There's an appreciation there. I decided to do a little bit of digging into this and get some definitions here. So thankful, Merriam-Webster says, thankful is being conscious of a benefit received. Well-pleased, expressive of thanks. Cambridge Dictionary says that thankful is happy or grateful because of something. Now, both of these give the definition of grateful. One says expressing appreciation of benefits received, and the other one says showing or expressing thanks, especially to another person. So I kind of feel like maybe I was on the right track. Thankfulness is, you know, being well-pleased, conscious of a benefit received, grateful because of something, and gratefulness is expressing that appreciation of benefits. I did happen to stumble on what was called the proper grammar use of grateful or thankful because they are interchangeable. And so sometimes like the word set or sat, which one do you use when? And so it says we use grateful to talk about how we feel when someone is kind to us or does us a favor, like we are so grateful for your help, not I would be thankful for your help. We usually use thankful when we are relieved that something unpleasant or dangerous did not happen, like I'm thankful the tree did not fall on our house. Now, I find that interesting. Thankful when we are relieved that something unpleasant or dangerous didn't happen. Now, the difference between thankful and grateful, according to Grammarly, is grateful is used when you want to express heartfelt appreciation and thankfulness. This emotion often carries depth and acknowledges the positive impact that something or someone has had on one's life. Use grateful for experiences or gifts that have a significant emotional resonance or when a sense of indebtedness is felt. Then it says thankful is used to express appreciation, usually in a more casual or immediate context. It often pertains to being relieved or happy about a positive outcome and can be used for expressing gratitude for assistance or convenience. Use thankful for situations where you are acknowledging a benefit or a favor received. That's kind of interesting because it's kind of saying, yeah, grateful is a depth of appreciation, acknowledging that. And then once again, this is saying that thankful is often pertains to being relieved or happy about a positive outcome. So, you know, I'd never I'd never thought about that, that thankfulness is your expression of gratitude about something positive that happened when it could have gone the other way. Now, thesaurus.com, this is the last one, okay, that I'm going to give here, says the word thankful sometimes implies that someone was saved from something or had someone prevent something bad from happening to them. This sense is especially common in religious contexts. So once again, this is saying thankful is usually an appreciation of something going in a good direction, the direction we wanted it to go instead of a bad direction. And then it says sometimes the word grateful is viewed as a stronger, more emotional or emphatic version of thankful. Some people may think that grateful places more emphasis on appreciation towards others, while thankful places the emphasis more on the relief felt by the person who was helped. Now, I want to just share with you what Kim Avery had to say about when I posted this in the group and asking what their thoughts were on this. She said, "Laura, that's such a great question. You've got me pondering. For me, the difference between thanksgiving and gratitude feels a bit like the difference between a moment and a mindset. Thanksgiving often bubbles up in response to something specific, a blessing, a kind gesture, or a gift. It's like a joyful thank you spilling over in the moment. Gratitude, though, feels deeper and more sustained. It's more like a posture of the heart, a lens through which I try to see the world, even on days when life feels hard or blessings aren't as obvious. Both of them draw my heart and attention back to God. And that's the goal and the prize in everything, isn't it?" And yes, Kim, I agree wholeheartedly, which is the same conclusion I have come to. And remember, Kim has lost a daughter, so she is one of us. Now, here's what you might be thinking. Does any of this really matter on the journey that we're on as bereaved parents or in the scheme of eternity? Probably not much at all. But if you see a little bit of difference like I do, let me differentiate them all for all of us as bereavers. If you think about it, even if we were the ones to go first, it would not have been enough time to spend with our children and others. And I am thankful that this separation from our children and others we love deeply is not permanent. I am grateful that God, through the gift of Jesus, whom we're getting ready to celebrate him making his debut appearance on the earth, made a way for us to be together forever. And I think this would be a good time to put in the song God gave me a few years ago called Together Forever. So I have asked Dave to play it.
There was beauty here until you left, but now it's hard to find, especially through all the tears I cry. But I know that where you are, there is beauty beyond words, and I am glad for you, at least I try. A lifetime here is not enough for us to be together, so God has made a way for it to be forever. But until that day comes, I won't make it through by letting go. But holding on tight to the memories I treasure, this is not goodbye, I'll see you later. There is just a bridge between us, but the toll is very high. The only way to cross it is to die. You went on ahead, there was no choice on when, and I feel left alone to wonder why. So God has made a way for it to be forever. memories I treasure. This is not goodbye, I'll see you later. When it's time for me to pay the toll and cross that same old bridge those left behind may wonder why, but you and I will both be there together forever. And when it is their turn to cross, one by one they'll come join us with no more asking why. And finally we'll all be there together forever. Lifetime here is not enough for us to be together, so God has made a way for it to be forever. But until that day comes, I won't make it through by letting go, but holding on tight to the memories I treasure. This is not goodbye, I'll see you later. And you and I will both be there together forever.
If you're interested, this song and several others I have recorded can be found on pretty much any listening platform: Pandora, iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Deezer, Amazon, you know, all of those. So just if you are interested in finding it or finding other songs that I have out there, you can pretty much find them anywhere. Now, like this song says, a lifetime here is not enough for us to be together, so God has made a way for us to be together forever. And I'm praying that spending some time talking about this, that you will have thankfulness or gratefulness or both stirring in your heart. In fact, let's just pray together right now. Father, you know how broken and hurt and wounded we are, how shattered our hearts are, and how deeply we miss our children, and we don't understand why they had to leave this earth before we did. But Lord, we do thank you that this is not a permanent separation from our children. And Lord, we come to you with grateful hearts that because of Jesus, this is not forever, Lord, that we will be reunited with our children again, that we will be together forever. Thank you, God, for doing what you have done to make this possible. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to earth, becoming human. Why you would leave heaven to do that is just mind-boggling, to come to this world with all of its just everything that goes wrong here. But you did, Jesus, and you did it from a heart of love that we can't comprehend right now, but our children are comprehending it and just basking in it. And Lord, we are thankful and we are grateful for this gift that you have given us of being able to be with our children and others we love deeply forever. I just pray this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. So another thing that you can be either thankful for or grateful for, as always, is H-O-P-E. So hold on, pain eases, there is hope.